The Mishnah says, "Agoizel es chaveroi shove pute v'nishba loy yelichenu achav lamodai filu lamodai." There's a chiv on a gazlan that swore to make sure that the nigzal should receive the gzeila. Lichenu achav, and let us just say we have a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos on one bover. Avonaisin Lishliach Bezdin. You can give to Shliach Bezdin. We have Machlikas, Rashi, and Taisvis on this. Rashi seems to learn that one gives to a Shliach Bezdin, and the Shliach brings it to Bezdin, and that's it. And he's Yaitza with that. And Rashi says, Takanta Dovid Rabbonim Ne Takonis Ashovim. So he can give it to a shliach bezdin to bring it to bezdin. And Taisvis says pshat, abonoisin l'shliach bezdin means as follows, that he can give schar to a shliach bezdin. This is not on the budget of bezdin. He pays a shliach bezdin to deliver it to the nigzal. And this takon accomplishes that even though before the nigzol acquired the gzeila, he's not allowed to bring a korban. This was a takon, as long as he gave it to a shliach bezdin to deliver it to the nigzol, he's allowed to bring a korban already. So we have here, just as in these two dinim, the meikar hadin is achiev, Yelichenov Achov Lamoda is mechuyev to make sure that the nigzal should receive the gzeila in order for him to have a kapor, in order to bring a korban. And then there was a takone that he can give it to a shliach bezdin, according to Rashi, to deliver to bezdin, and according to Tosfos, to deliver to the nigzal. But he's, as soon as he gave to shliach bezdin, he's potter from achayis, and he can bring a korban. Now, let us see the Gemara. Nishba loy en, loy nishba loy loy. Now, the Mishnah seems to be saying, this chiv, to make sure that the nigzal has to acquire the gzeila, that is dafke if it was nishba loy, if he swore that he doesn't know him, and lady was made Shvuas apikodin, then he has to make, then this yelechenu achav vafilu lamodai. But baloi nishbaloi, there's no such chiyah. Money loy rabbi talfin, veloy rabbi akiva. So it's not going according to rabbi talfin and not according to rabbi akiva. The sanya, we learned a baraisa, gozal echod michamisha, ve'ene yedeya me'eze mehem. A person stole from one of five people. He doesn't know from who he stole from. So we have here a machlokes between Rab Talfin and Rabbi Kiva. What happens now? So Rab Talfin holds, meniach zeila b'neiim, either this means that he gives it over to Bezdin, or he holds it, he'll give it to them. He's mukhan to give it to them. Or mistalek, even though he did not, he didn't make sure that the nigzol should get it. Not only he didn't make sure, the nigzol will never get it. In this matziv, kozman, the nigzol doesn't bring a raya that he's the nigzol. Rabbi Kiva Oima, loizu aderech meitziyos midei averet. At Yishalem Gzeila L'cholechot Ve'echot. Rabbi Kiva says you have to pay each one. Money irab talfin, avogav di ishtabe, oma minir gzeila b'neimim mistalik. Irab Kiva avogav de lo ishtabe, oma at Yishalem Gzeila L'cholechot Ve'echot. Now, let us elaborate a little. The Gemara and the Havamina held now. This machlokes between Rab Talfin and Rabbi Kiva is speaking about all cases. Speaking about Sai Yishtabe, Sai Lo Yishtabe. Now, Rabbi Kiva holds, afilu lo yishtabe, you also have to make sure that the nigzal should get it, and that's why he's mechuyif to pay all five. And perhaps the havamin of the Gemara was, that we'll see there's a posik, asher lo yitnenu b'yoyim ha-shmosoi, asher lo yitnenu, and that emerson is the makor of yilechenu achav lamodai, is to make sure that he gets it, asher lo yitnenu. So the Gemara understood, I saw in Teresh Mul, the Gemara understood according to Rabbi Kiva, this posik asher lo yitnenu is speaking about afilu lo nishba. Because of this din, asher lo yitnenu is mechuyev to see that the nigzel will get it. So Rabbi Kiva said this includes afilu, there's five nigzolim, but he has to make sure that the nigzel will get it, so he has to pay all five. Our Mishnah, which seems to say achidish, that you have to make sure that the nigzel should get it, yilechenu achav afilu lamodai, our Mishnah seems to be saying that there is such a chiyev when by yishtaba. That's a goizel chaverish of a pruta v'nishba loy, then yilechenu achav lamodai. This, the raisa de kechiyev, to make sure that the nigzel should get it, even though it could cost a hoin rab to get it to him, that's after by nishba there's a chiyev kapore, then there's a chiyev to see that the nigzel should acquire it. According to Rabbi Kiva, seems to say, if Rabbi Kiva is speaking about bein nishba, bein loy nishba, that was the havamin of the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva is speaking of all cases, so we see this din of asher lo yitnenu applies by all zeilus, afilu by loy nishba. And that's why you have to give to all five. So according to Rabbi Kiva, afilu loy nishba, you have to go to modai. This is a din asher lo yitnenu. You have to make sure that you give it to the nixal. So our Mishnah can't be going according to Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Talfin, Rab Talfin holds that minich bifneim. So what does Rab Talfin say? So the Gemara held, he learns pshat asher lo yitnenu, that you have to hear from the Gazlan, I'm mukhin to give it to you. I'm mukhin to give it to you. There's no ikuv mitzidi. That is the svar of Rab Talfin. Afilu by nishba also. So according to Rab Talfin, so it should be the same thing. Afilu by nishba, if it's sufficient, that he tells him, I'm mukhin to give it to you, just prove that you're the nigzal, so there's no necessity to go to modai. Let's just inform the nigzal, I'm mukhin to give it to you, and the nigzal will pick it up at his first opportunity. So we have here that Rabbi Kiva holds the din asher lo yitnenu applies afilu by lo nishba, And Rab Talfin holds that filu by nishba da asher lo yitnenu only means that he's mukhin to give it to him. There's no need to deliver it to him. I'm mukhin to give it to you. So memele, and our Mishnah says that by nishba there's a chiv to deliver. So this is not according to Rabbi Kiva, not according to Rab Talfin. That is the Gemara's kash. Now let us see Tosfos. Miniach zeile b'neim b'mistalik. The perik hamafkid mukilo the lav dafke b'neim. You have to read this with a grain of salt. Now he puts it in front of him. We have five people, four liars, that they say, each one says he stole it from me. And if he'll just put it there and go away, what's going to happen next after the dust settles is the strongest liar will take it. So miniach b'neim is not the proper eitzah. The shaklulu kula vazlu, that they'll take it away and finish. The yaniach, it should be put in a safe place, achis barad over me and my bailu, not beinayim, it's put in a secure place, till we'll be mevare, who the bailu is. Divrei Rab Talfin. So Rab Talfin says, that, I don't know who the nixel is, so memele, als my chiv, asher lo yitnenu, I'm mukhin to give it to the bailim. You mevat me the bailim is. I'm mukhin to give it over. But the vial, on abiru, I hold it. So now Taisvis is going to have a kasha. There's a machlekes amiroim. What's it in bori b'shem a bori yodef or lav bori yodef? So here we have, there's a machlekes amoraim. So Tosis is going to explain how Rav Tarfon could stim, even though I hold Bori Vishem or Bori Yodov, you have, each nigzol comes over to him and tells him, you know, you stole it from me. He says, maybe, could be. So why does Rav Tarfon hold that he doesn't have to pay all five of them? There's Bori Vishem. That's going to be one kasha. And then there's going to be another kasha. There are amoraim that hold Bori Vishem or lav Bori Yodov. So Memela, and you say, I'm Eitzim Mechaver all over Raya, so why, according to Rabbi Kiva, I'm going to give to all five? This problem, Taisvis, is going to behandle. So let us see Taisvis. Divrei Rav Tarfon. Rav Tarfon says, he's not Mechuyev to give to all five. Afilu l'Rav Hun, l'Rav Yudah. Domri b'goizel bas, gabi mona li b'yotcha. V'aloi mereini yeide yachayev, d'shemo bori. If the nitva is Hashem, and the teve is a bori bori yodav, umavkinon lemoinom. So what's the svar of Rabbi Kiva, of Rabbi Tarfon? He should be mechuyev to pay each one. Hochem moide de nitzorch l'shalom l'cholechot. Here, you don't say bori v'shem a bori yodav. Doledi de nami bori. He also has a bori. Shev arbo meshakrin. That means that to pay all five, you have a din teira, who would I have to pay to? I have to pay all five? I have a bori I only stole from one. Shebevadai loigozel ala echot. Hilkach bori ditu loichoshiv lagabi shemo didei lafuki mamoin. So Taisva says that is true, that the lagabi bori vishemo could be his bori odif. That would be if there'd be what teveya. And the nitva, so the nitva be mechuyev to give the tetevei, but since there's five toivim, so the nitva is saying, I don't owe all five of you. So memela, she can't be mitzi from me to pay five times, also bori v'shema, and that I'm a bori, but I don't owe five of you. So memela, so the concept of bori v'shema doesn't apply. Ba'afilu Rav Nachman v'Rav Yochanan d'omri hosom pota d'lav bor yodiv. Ela mokminon momeine b'cheskas mori. Mokminon momeine b'cheskas mori. So now Taisvis is asking Akasha, and let's appreciate the Akasha. Taisvis is asking, Rabbi Kiva says you pay all five. And l'chayre, Taisvis understood now, according to Rabbi Kiva, you pay Me'ikar Adin all five. Now, why do you pay Me'ikar Adin all five? L'chayre, Bori V'shem, Rav Nachman, Rav Yechon, Bori V'shem, and Lav Bori Odev. So why should he pay all five? So that's L'chayre Taisvis Kasha. So L'chayre, we see from Taisvis that Taisvis did not want to say that Misofik, I have Ashaloyit Nenu, I don't know who to give it to. So Mela, I give to all five. Taisis did not want to say this. I mean, Taisis is in Kash, Bori V'shem, Allah, Bori Yodav. Yeah, in the name of Allah, Bori Yodav. But there's a Chiv, by Gzeila, Shaloyit Nenu, Da Shaloyit Nenu. Taisis did not want to say that. Taisis wanted to say, if Meika didn't his potter, so Rabbi Kiva would not say, Yimuchuyiv to pay all five. Motzi Sovri, Hoch, Afilu, Ki Rabbi Kiva, the Oma Achi Yishalam Zeila Lochalechot Ve'echot, the Hoche Mia Mone Maide de Islay Lishlume, Avalhosam Le Maide Midi. Now, Taisva says, and you say this to Keteret, I'd like to try to elaborate, that Lochere, the way we started off, the Gemara understood that the Gemara compared The Gemara compared Rabbi Kiva, that says he gives to five, to our Mishnah, that says you go to Modai. The Gemara compared these two. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Kiva is be careful, you don't swear. You give to all five. So, and the Mishnah says you only go to Modai when you swear. That's the, so the Mishnah can be going according to Rabbi Kiva. About Al Kaponim, let us appreciate the Gemara and the Havamina held that the din of Rabbi Kiva would apply, since Rabbi Kiva says, Afilu,
Loi nishba. He has to give to all five. So according to Rabbi Kiva, afilu loi nishba, he has to go to Moda, even though it means big expense. I mean, the Gemara, and Rabbi Kiva, so it's not like the Mishnah. The Mishnah says only by nishba. Rabbi Kiva says afilu by loi nishba. So we had mentioned before that the Gemara understood this anu machayiv asher lo yitnano. You have to make sure that the nigzal gets it asher lo yitnano. There's a new machayiv, and as this new machayiv, Rabbi Kiva says you have to give all five. Now Taisvus asks Akasha, a bari v'shem alav bari yodet. So what's the kasha? What is the kasha? Well, there's the din of asher lo yitnano. What is Taisvus kasha? So it seems that Taisvus held the chiyuv asher lo yitnano is. I'm mechuyev to stretch my neck to give it to the nigzal, but I'm not mechuyev to give it to five nigzals. I mean, Taisvus understood of bori v'shem alav bori yodev stamazoi misofik. I should have to go to give all five to make sure that the nigzal will get it. Also, that Taisvus did not want to say in Rabbi Kiva. So Taisvus of bori v'shem alav bori yodev, so he wouldn't be mechuyev to pay all five. So Taisvus says, you're right. When do I say Bori Vishemo Lav Bori Yodif? If there's a suffix, if I owe, if I don't owe. That's the suffix. You say I owe you, I say I don't know if I owe you. Then will Bori Vishemo Lav Bori Yodif, your tiny Bori is not strong enough to be mighty from a Mutzi. But if I zikha owe someone, I zikha owe someone. From one of these five people, I zikha owe. And now you're telling me you're the one. The other ones also tell me he's the one. But the suffix is a different suffix. I zicha o, and you're telling me, not you're in the mechadish I owe, you're in the mechadish I owe to you. There we say Bori V'Shem helps. Says Bori V'Shem cannot create a chiyuv, but Bori V'Shem can be mevarer a chiyuv. And we have five Bori V'Shem is over here. That's the svar of Rabbi Kiva. So it could be this lomdus that if I know you mechuyev, now Bori V'Shem will help, could be this works with the din of asher lo yitnano. That means since there's a chiyev on you to make sure that the nigzal gets it, you're mechuyev to do that, that's asher lo yitnano. So now the Bori V'Shem could be mevarer who to give it to. And perhaps we could be mamtik a little bit. I saw that Tereshmu brings down from Rab Chaim that this lomdus that Taisvus says, the hochemi amona maida de islay leshlumi, so Taisvus means this areis in the cheskas moment. That means all the time someone comes over to me and says, you stole from me $100. I say, I don't know if I stole from you $100. So there, so I'm a muzik, you say, I stole, I say, I don't know. So, Tainis Bori can be mighty for my muzik. But if I know I do owe someone, so this creates a reyes, I mean, don't say, I'm a muzik, you owe someone. So there's a reyes in your muzik already. In a muzik she isra, then Bori B'Shem helps. So, we could understand the flow of the Gemara very good now. The Gemara understood there's a new Mechayev of asher lo yitnenu, and this Mechayev is Mechayev in the Mishnah, Yilechenu Achav Lamodai. This Mechayev is Mechayev to give to five people, according to Rabbi Kiva. That here, Afilu Bori V'Shem will help according to everyone, according to Rabbi Kiva. But we have a problem. The Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tarfin, say different than our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says the Mechayev of asher lo yitnenu is only applicable k'shenishba. That's what our Mishnah says. In the Gemara, the Havamina Hel, that they're speaking about bein nishba, bein lo nishba, so I can't go according to Rabbi Kiva. And Ratavno is bechlal, asher lo yitnenu is bechlal, not a chiyev to deliver the davar anigzol. As long as I say that I'm mukhin to give it away, just prove who you are, that's enough. So Mamela, if that is the asher lo yitnenu is enough, if I'm cooperative, I'll give it to the Bailam, so I have to go to Modai. So a Mishne, that can the Mishne, the Gemara is Kasha, a Mishne is a going according to Rabbi Kiva, not going according to Rabbi Tal. Fine. Zog the Gemara, Loilam Rabbi Kiva, it's going according to Rabbi Kiva. V'chi koma Rabbi Kiva, ad she shalom zeluch alechot ve'echot, heichi dishtabohu de koma. It's going according to Rabbi Kiva. And the whole Rabbi Kiva, this baraisa that says, Rabbi Kiva says, you have to give to all five, is only speaking about Heichid and Mishtabe. And when he's Mishtabe, then Rabbi Kiva tackles, then there's a Chiva Shaloyit Nenu, and Memele, so they mechuyv to give all five, and then the Mishi mechuyv to go to Modai. Period. Now, let's just say one Ha'orim will understand what Tosis is talking about. The Gemara could have said the exact opposite. The Gemara could have said that they're speaking about lo yishtabe. And Rabbi Kiva holds the din of asher lo yitnenu zafilu ba lo yishtabe. And Rabbi Tafa knows by lo yishtabe there's no such chiv asher lo yitnenu. And the Mishnah says that you're mechiv to go to mother by yishtabe. The Gemara could have said the same dreidel before the Gemara held that they're speaking about all cases, and the Mishnah is only speaking about one case. So we have a problem. The Baraisa does not stem with the Mishnah. Now the Gemara is saying, no, the Baraisa is speaking about one case. So Memele, so the Mishnah can go to, according to one of them. So the Gemara says the Baraisa is speaking about, the Gemara says that the Baraisa is speaking about, that Ishtabe, in Memele Rabbi Kiva holds by Ishtabe, there's a Nudin Ashleitan, or Biyoim Ashmosai. And Rabbi Talfen holds there's no such din. It's sufficient if I say I'm mukhan to give it to the Bailam. And the Gemara could have said fakel. The Gemara could have said fakel. So let us see now Tosfos. La'olam Rabbi Kiva. Mishimochi muki pluktayu benishba uche Rabbi Kiva. That what the Gemara chose to say that the Barais is speaking about nishba. And therefore our mission is like Rabbi Kiva. Why did the Gemara episode take what? I mean, the both of them would be a teretz of the kasha. Shim the bechol tuchti mahadr lukim emasnis and Rabbi Kiva kedashkem b'sefer seiches umnim tapochi hochi kamala masnis and the like Rabbi Kiva. So memele. So that is why the Gemara wanted to say it's going according to Rabbi Kiva. My time. Now the Gemara is explaining what's the time of Rabbi Kiva that there's such a chomer that you have to make sure that the nigzal gets it. Right, by Ishtabe. Rabbi Talfen. Now. So now the Gemara is saying, so why? So what's the svar of Talfen? There's a din of lo yitnenu. There's a din of lo yitnenu. So why does Rab Talfen hold over there that he can hold it? So he says, Aval gav de ishtabe ovet rabbonon takant. Rabbonon made a takone that you can get away without being mekayim v'lo yitnenu. The sanya. Abeleza b'Rab Tzadik Oimer, Takone Gedoylo Hiskino. Chazal v'masaken a Takone Gedoylo. Shem Hoyso Hoytso Yiseira Lekeren. If the Hoytso, that means to go, Abeleza b'Rab Tzadik is speaking about, says in the Mishnah that he stole a Shavapluta and he stole and then he was made. She was a pikodin. He's mechuyif to go ab mode. Shaloyit nani is mechuyif to go to mode. But the Shabbat put is mechuyif to go to mode. That's meikar adim. In order to have a kapore, in order to bring a kol. That's meikar adim. Takone gedoyle iskino. Shimoyso yehoyitso yeseira lakeren. If the keren of gzeila is one pute, as it says in the Mishnah, and the ticket to go to Modai is $500. It's a very big nesoyin to throw out $500 to pay back the pruta. Mishalem kerem v'chaymish lebezden.
umevi ashamai umiskakalai. So that's Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik said that you're right, meikar adin Rabbi Akiva, you're right. I agree with you. But I'm achleikus, we're after Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik says, if I saw you say Rala Karen, so memele chazal meira takone, you don't have to be mekayim hashav. You don't have to be mekayim hashav. I mean, you bring it to Bezin, yat mekayim hashav. So memele, here's the same thing. Now, the Teresh Musa has a beautiful vote over here. He says, Abtaltan understood, he says, the mitzvah is to give it to the nixal. When you bring it to Bezin, that's not the mitzvah. He didn't do the mitzvah. So there was a takone, al takone sashovim. You don't have to do the mitzvah. They parted him from mitzvah sashovim. Let's be a shemantic a little bit. The mitzvah is asha yitnenu loy, that he has to get it. Yitnenu means you take it out of your issues, and you give it to him. So Chazal said, one half you have to do. You gazlan, you don't keep it, give it to Bezin. But Lemaise, that's, and the rest, Abu Chanan says, Hefke Bezin, Hefke. They said, they were Machkiya the Chiv to give. Minatayim the Chiv to give. Hefke Bezin, Hefke. This is that Takonis HaShomim. Like this, no Gazlan will do Chuvich. I can't go to Modai and so finish. So, I'm a lost case. Chazal wanted he should do Chuvich. So he said, you just give it to Bezin. We're we're mafkiya the chiyuv to give to him. And Rabbi Chanan says in Kovet Shurim that even though Rabbi Shvuas HaPikodin, the halacha is, you kolzman, he didn't get the gzeila, you can't bring a kol. You can't get your kapori, you swore false, you need a kapori, you need a noshem, Hashem gzeila, he's supposed to say, if Chazal were mafkiya the chiyuv to give to him, so then you could have your kapori. The din teir is, you have to take care of the din imominus. And if, now, hefke besen hefke, your din imominus is only to give to besen, so you put up from hashove, and now you can bring your coat. So, memele, so Rav Tavan says, Ovid rabona takante, disanya rabolozo rav tzodikoima, takone gdoila hiskinu. They were masakin at takonik doilishim hoiso hitso yisair ala keren. If the hitsois are more than the keren, b'shalom keren b'chaimish lebezn, or maybe Hashem miskapulet. If he did that, Chazal will mafkiya the chiyuv, and he brings the Hashem miskapulet. The Rabbi Kiva, frek the Gemara, so Rabbi Kiva, so why are you going, why are you machma so much? Rabbi Kiva says you have to pay all five. Mein Kiyavad Rabbanan Takante Heiche de Yoda Leman Gozle De Kamahada Le Mamayna Le More Abo Gozle Eche Mechamish Le Yoda Leman Gozle De Hoda Mamayna Le More Le Ovid Rabbanan Takante. So Rabbi Kivi said Amir de Kavod. Atar Shmuel says beautifully, Rabbi Kivi said no, not the way you Rabbi Shmuel understood that the takana was that you don't have to make ashavim. Hefke bezin, hefke don't have to make ashavim. No. They didn't say that. They said the hashavim could be niskayim on the lesser oifen. That means, in the case of Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik, he stole from Reuven, who lives in Modai. Midin toire, you have to travel to Modai. You have to pay back. You have to pay back. Give back the puta to Reuven and Modai, and then you can bring a call. The Rabbonim of Hefke Besen Hefke said, your chiyuv, we whittled down, you have to make a shovel, Besen. But a shovel will be, you'll give it to Besen, and Besen will give it to Reuven. When Reuven comes from Modai to visit the city, but Al Kaponim, it's available for Reuven. So the takana was not, you don't have to make the hashove. You always need a hashove. But the hashove can be niskayim in the lesser oifen. It doesn't have to be door-to-door service. The hashove can be niskayim in such an oifen also. That's the best. Zot Rabbi Kiva, but Rabbi Shmuel, in our machlokes, where we have five people,
and each one says, you stole from me, and he's going to go and give it to Besdin, is there any Hashava whatsoever? It's doomed. Till El Yonavi comes. About Kaponim, the Nigzel has no Evshalos to get it. I put it in Besdin, and Besdin puts it in a closet, in a safe, and it's finished. There'll never be Hashava. So that's what Rabbi Kiva's time was on Rabbi Shmuel. I'm Shuldik. That's not Rabbi Lezer, but Rabbi Tzadik. Don't tell me, Rabbi Tzadik said, the Hashavah, the Yeraisa, Mishim Takonis Hashavah, can be whittled down a little bit. Doesn't have to be door to door. It can be, it's in Besdin, and whenever you want to pick it up, you can pick it up. That was the thing. But you have to make an Hashavah. They didn't go. And the Rabbi Talfin said, no, the Takonah was, that al tekonis hashava, you just give it to Besdin, and you yaitz it a little bit out of hashava. That was Rav Talfin's dictate. Oh. So Memele, let us see Taisvis. Rav Talfin, afal gav, the Nishba Ovid Rabon and Takanta. Even though it was Nishba Ovid Rabon and Takanta. Teime. The Mashme. Ho Ein Haitzos Aderech Yisera. Malicha Achav Lomoda. So Taisus understood as follows. I think that Dvar Yaakov says this Pshat Taisus. Taisus understood that Takana was that you're throwing away money for nothing, and it's more than the keren. That means, God, I live, it will cost me $500 to go to Modai. So I'm spending $500 to go to Modai, again, you should get back a puta. That's a meiridik in the soyin. I mean, there's a memela, so they made a takona gdoyle, that you don't have to do it. But that's if Haitzah, the Haitzah means Haitzah is Haderech. Haitzah is Haderech. I mean, that's what he's speaking about. Rabbi Rosenberg, Rabbi Tzadik is speaking about Haitzah is Haderech. So he says, Haitzah, Yisair al-Akerah means Haitzah is Haderech. So Taisvis understood, because that's a big disclaimer. A person should spend, some say throw away $500. Again, you should get back a pruta, that you have to be a, that's a very big nesoyin, and memela takonas hashom, they were masakin, you don't have to do that. So Taisa understood, but by five people, there's no itzos haderech, there's no itzos, they're here in front of him. Each one is saying, you owe me. That what he's giving all five, that's, well, ashaloy yitnenu b'yem hashmosim, al tzachiv ashaloy yitnenu mechuyiv to give. There's no itzos haderech over here. So Memele, so that was the first problem of Taisus. So how could Rav Talfin compare his case to Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik? Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik is speaking about Haitzos HaDerech. Here, there's no Haitzos HaDerech over here, there are all five in front of him. And Al Tzachiv Nasher Lo Yitnenu B'Yem HaShmoshim, Mechuyiv to give to all five. That's Taisus Kasha. Taimen. The mashma ha'ein ha'itzos ha'derech yisayro. Let's learn Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik elech. Melicha achav lamodai. V'amai v'omar Rav Talfin menir zeyla b'neimim mistalik. Fine. So that was Taisvus Kasha. So Taisvus in the beginning held that the whole takana of Elazar bar Tzadik was by itzos ha'derech. Itzos ha'derech is really, I mean, he's not accomplishing anything. He just the airplane company will get money, $500, but he's not accomplishing anything. There, Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik was making. But over here, Taisus held, there's no Itzos HaDerech. Fine. So Memele, so you should give to all five. Ashalo Yitnen, you don't have the takona of Elazar bar Tzadik. So Taisus says, fine. Maybe you'll say the vote is not Eitzos HaDerech, but in order to pay the Keren, I'm paying more than the Keren is. But now I realize we can't learn the Stasis now because you have to learn the Gemara for it. Okay, we'll come back to the Stasis. Alright. So now, Mosiv Rav Huna Bayuda, let's get back to the Gemara. We know that Rabbi Kiva is speaking about only by Nishba, and there's a new Machayev of Ashaloyit Nenu, and Rav Talfon says that's true, but after Takone, you're not Much, after Takone of Lezab of Tzadik, you're Potter from Ashove, and Rabbi Kiva says, no, that Takone from Rabbi Lezab of Tzadik, you also have to make Ashove. He has to be able to get it, but in our case, he can't get it, so there's no Takone of Lezab of Tzadik. Masi Bavuna Bayuda. What happens if a person bought from one of five people? He doesn't know who he purchased it from. He bought something. He bought a behemoth, and now he has the behemoth, and he's looking who does he owe the money to, and everyone here, five people, they're saying, I sold you the behemoth. So there Rabbi Kiva holds the what? That they agree. Shemenir me mekach b'neim a mistalek. There Rabbi Kiva says, you're not mechuyf to pay all five. No, menir b'neim a mistalek. Aman ech lekal shegoz lech mechamish b'nei odom. V'en yidei meizem em gozal. But if he stole from one of five people, he doesn't know which one he stole. Shabbataf no menir d'mei gzeil b'neim a mistalek. Rabbi Kiva oma, ein lo itakona ad shishalom gzeil lo chalechot v'yechot. Fine. Now, you just told me that the whole Rabbi Kiva is speaking about Dafke by Nishba. That's what you told me. Rabbi Kiva is speaking about Dafke by Nishba, no, by Loi Nishba. Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold this such a chiyuv to make sure that the Nigzal gets it, but by Nishba, you have to make sure the Nigzal gets it. So, in fact, the Gemara, the Yisal Kadaiter, the Shtabe, so if the Gezel, it's not something that he stole, means he stole, and he swore he didn't steal, and then he swore false, and then there's a dinah shaloyit neno. So memela lokach, the differentiating between lokach and gozal, also the same story. Lokach, and then they came asking him no paybacks, which I never bought anything, and he swore that he never bought anything, and then later he was made, he swore false. So memela, there's no difference between lokach and gozal. The chiyev should be out. The chiyuv should be according to Rabbi Kiva, the chiyuv should be the same by lokach and gozal. Mali lokach, mali gozal. Kasha number one. Va'oid mosim ro. Maise b'chosed echot, shalokach mishnei b'nei odom. It was a maise b'chosed echot. Lehoye yedei me'eze me'em lokach. He didn't know who he bought it from. Ubal if ne raptalfe, omalei hanech demei mekrecho beinem vistalek. He told them that this raptalfe and shtekteure, hanech binei. Yeah. Ubal if ne rabekive, he went to rabekive, omalei ein locha takone ashetishalm lochalecha biech. Now, Agavuche, we'll see, the Rashi says this, that this paraisa is chaylik an rabshim ben alozo. Rav Shimon Elozar holds that by Lokach, Rabbi Kiva is also Maide. Here it says, Klor, Rabbi Kiva holds by Lokach, you pay Lokalech and Vechem. Okay, there's a Machlekes in this. Fine. Okay, but let's go a little further. Now, the Isal Kedaitor, Amur de Keraya, if you'll tell me that the whole Rabbi Kiva is because of Ishtaba, that's what you're telling me. Rabbi Kiva is the Chema of Ishtaba, and then the Mashallah Yitnenu, this Maise can be speaking about that he swore. A chosid swore false. We're talking about Chazal called him a chosid. So a chosid will never swear false. V'chitei, Mr. Rimmel says, no. The mishtabe b'hodav chosid. Nah, the story was different. He wasn't born a chosid. When he swore, he was on the other side of the fence. Then he was... He wasn't too firm, and he took a swore false. Then later, he did shuvin, he became a chosid. So mel, it's no kash. That is no kash. Yeah, that's no problem. Gavuch, this is a mirdik of old from the Chofetz Chaim.
Chofetz Chaim says, we say in the Parsha Tzitzis, Lesusur achei levavchem, achei enechem, ashatam zoinim achayim. So the Gemara says, Lesusur achei levavchem, zuminis. Achei enechem, zuznus. So who is the Pasuk speaking about? Not speaking about from the elite of Klal Yisrael, talking about minim, znus, telling him, like, he shouldn't be a mean, he shouldn't be, he shouldn't, who we're talking to? Not talking to, anyway, fine. So, from such a person, good, you're telling him, he should stop, he shouldn't do it, fine. What can you expect from him? No, I'll stop, he'll be, the yisem kadoshim lelekechem. It feels like he'll be kadoshim lelekechem. So, Beist HaChois, the Chofetz Chaim says, it's no stirah. He can talk to a person who in one matzev, he was olo for minis, he was olo for znus, and the Torah told him a lot on Yudeli, but he has the same potential that he could be v'isim kadosh malakechem, like we see the Gemara Bab Metzia, Resh Lakish was the Rosh of the Ganovim, and he ended up being Resh Lakish. So the Gemara didn't have any kasha with this. That means, yes, the kasha, ma'isa v'chosedecha, the chosedecha swore false. Nah, that's no problem. He once swore false, he once was a pesazoi, he went off the derech, and now later he's a chosedecha, that's no problem. So what's the problem? So it's good. Moses says, no. V'hokolecha damrina ma'isa v'chosedecha, whenever there's a baraisa that says ma'isa v'chosedecha, we know it's speaking about a specific chosid. When it says ma'isa b'chosidecha, not speaking about samozay, speaking about a specific chosid. Oy Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove, oy Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Loi. That when we ever speak of ma'isa b'chosidecha, it's one of these two. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove, Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Loi, chsidim demikora. They never swore. These were chsidim demikora. So memela, we know who they were. Mitzirusa, Mikatnusa, so Memele, Sahebakash. So now, where are we up to now? So at the present time, we're up to as follows. You told me, this whole Rabbi Kiva that's Machman says you have to pay all five, that's Tavka by Ishtaba, and then you have to pay all five, out the din of Ashaloit, and the Viemashmos, that's what you told me. I bought it. And the Mfakel, the Rabbi Kiva that says, Ashaloit, and the Viemashmos is Machayv to give all five, and then the Mishnah says, if you actually then the Yevashmos, you machayv to deliver it to Modak. Fine, everything was shown by Yisrael. But now I have a baraisa that was a maisa with a chosed echo that did not swear, and he came to Rabbi Kiva, and he asked Rabbi Kiva, what should I do? I don't know who I bought it from. Rabbi Kiva says, you pay all five. So you see, you're wrong. That Rabbi Kiva, the chaymer of Rabbi Kiva, that Rabbi Kiva said you have to pay all five, was not said dafka when you swear. So your parents is wrong. So before we see the Gemara further, now let's go back to Tosfos. Now let us again see Tosfos. Rab Tarfon af al gav de nishba ovad rabon et takata. Tema. So the basis of Rav Tarfon was Rav Elazar bar Rav Tzadik. Rav Elazar bar Rav Tzadik holds that they made a takana gedolim that you don't have to make hashava as long as you got out of your shoes. Tema, the mashme or ainay for Taisa says, how could Rav Tarfon derive from Rav Elazar bar Rav Tzadik that you're not mechuyev to pay in his case when the five nigzolim are in front of him, the five nigzolim are in front of him, the mashma, the whole Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik is, if it's a tzoy yaseira min hakeren, ain't a tzoy adech yaseira min licha achav lamodai. V'amai v'omar ratav nid zeila b'neim mistalik. So Taisus understood the vote as a tzoy sadereh. And by the five gazlonim, there's no etzos at the five nigzolim, I'm sorry. By the five, the gazlonim also gabuch, but that's besides the point. But the five nigzolim, there's no etzos at there. So how could Rav Tarfon bring the takona of Rav Elazar bar Tzadik? Chitayma, hey, ben ayodam, hey, neitzo, meruba lekel. So Taisa says, maybe it doesn't mean neitzo is haderech. It means you're paying much more than the keren. Taktoisves, obishnayim namik toni lekamon bebrais. Taktoisves, amirde kekashem. We just learned about Raisa, the Chosid. It was a nice of a Chosid. There was two people over there. Now there he came to Rabbi Shmuel, and he came to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel told him, you're potter to pay. And now we're learning the reason of Rabbi Shmuel is, because he owes like a Beloza Barab Tzodik. Now, a Beloza Barab Tzodik is speaking about, when you have Yitzor Yiseira ala Keren, he's paying more than the Keren. Taisu says, maybe now when the Gemara said Rav Tarfon knows Rav Eleza Barab Tzodik, the Gemara didn't know that this Baraisa of the Chosid Echot. So Meile, so there's no problem. Fine. Now Taisus asks a more of the kekasha on the sugi. Umi utaim, kiven the moide rabbeloza, eiches ein deina tso yeseirin. So the Gemara now, the matzav of the Gemara now is as follows. There's a posik of ashelo yitinanu by shvue. Everyone agrees that posik is mechayiv to deliver it to door service. That everyone agrees. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva, you have to pay all five of this posik. And Rabbi Shmuel says, no, I have the takon of Rabbi Loza Barab Tzodik, and when it's, if you overpay, if it's a Toya Seira Allah Keren, I have the takon. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, the takon was differently, if he can get it. But yeah, and he said, no, the takon was, you only have to pay. Fine, okay. So we have a difference of opinion between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon, what pshat the takana was. Fine, okay. But, so now, so Tais is samir di kekash. In fact, Tais was, mi utaymet, kiven de moide Rabbi, but let's interview Rabbi Loza Gufa. Kiven de moide Rabbi Loza, let's talk about Rabbi Loza. Heichad ein eitzo yeseira. If ein eitzo yeseira, what's the din over there? Then, Rabbi Loza is also Maitach. I mean, then we have a din deraisa, ashelo yitnenu, we have a shmosay. Amai koma, Rabbi Kivi, kraptal fenami yosi, afilu laman de mukilok, Rabbi Kivi lam tuk masnis no bein leitzo yisei, refektois amir di kekash. The Gemara said, our mission is going according to Rabbi Kivi. Now, let me add, is the Mishnah speaking about Eitzo Yeseira Ala Keren, yes or no? Rabbi Kiva was made to Rabbi Eleza Barab Tzodik's Takon. He says, you're learning a modern Pshat in the Takon that they were Mafkir the Chiv of Shok. No, no. Rabbi Eleza Barab Tzodik says, by Eitzo Yeseira Ala Keren, you have to give it to Bezdin and the Nizel can get it. That's the Takon. Fine. That's Rabbi Kiva. Now, the Mishnah says, Yelchenu Achav Lamodai. Yelchenu Achav Lamodai. Now, how is the Mishnah speaking about? Is it Eitzo Yeseir Al Keren? It's not Eitzo Yeseir Al Keren. Rabbi Kiva himself says if it's Eitzo Yeseir Al Keren, so you're not mechuyev to pay, you just give it to Bezdin. The Mishnah says, Hayilchana Achav Lamoda. So we have to say, the Mishnah is speaking about not Eitzo Yeseir Al Keren. That's what we have to say. He stole $1 million. God says, a put, about kaponim, he has mileage, whatever it is. The Mishnah is speaking about that Yechena Achav Lamoda. He's speaking about that there's no way to say Yisrael Alakel. That's what you have to say. If it's going according to Rabbi Kiva, so we have all the facts in front of us. Rabbi Kiva holds Minatoyre, you have to deliver it. He also holds of the Takon of Loza Barab Tzodik, Eitzo Yisrael Alakel. You have to make a partial delivery. Fine, leave it in bed, and you can come and pick it up. Fine. But that's that. Now the Mishnah says you have to deliver it. Now, so how's the Mishnah speaking about? So the Mishnah Al-Kochach is speaking about that, the Mishnah Al-Kochach is speaking about that ain't Eitzo Yeseir Al-Kel. That has to be pshat in the Mishnah, or else Rabbi Kiva you wouldn't say Yochen Achav Lamodai. So if the Mishnah is speaking about ain't Eitzo Yeseir Al-Keren, so then Rav Tarfon is also made that Yochen Achav Lamodai.
The whole machloikis, Rab Talf and Rabbi Kiva is, when there's Heitzah Yisair ala Kerem, which was Rabbi Lezer Bar Tzadik's takone, how big was the takone? They were mafki the chiva shove, or they whittled down the chiva shove. But al kolponim, that's when Heitzah Yisair ala Kerem, but ain't Heitzah Yisair ala Kerem, everyone is moide, yechanachal lamoda. So why did Gemara say the Mishnah is going? The case of the machlokes Rabbi Kiva Rab Talpin. So Rab Talpin says, my case is called Heitzah Yisair ala Kerem, which Rabbi Kiva agrees, but there's no takon in such, there's no such takon. There's a machlokes between them. But our Mishnah, if it says, Vilchenu Achel Lamodai, Al Kochach, if it's going according to Rabbi Kiva, I'll have to say it's not Heitzah Yisair ala Kerem. So why can the Mishnah go according to Rab Talpin? So the Mishnah is to be ain't it so yisair. If it's ain't it so yisair, so the Mishnah can go according to Rab Tarfon also. The whole machlokes of Tarfon appears by it so yisair, how far Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadik was makel. But the Mishnah, Al Kochach, is speaking about ain't it so yisair. So Tosfos says, V'yishloima, the masnisen ha'iri afilo ba tzo yisair. The Mishnah is speaking about ain't so yisair, shetzoich lahilich ad modai, k'she'ene moitzi bezden ad modai. So Tosfos says, no. The Mishnah is speaking about, there's no bezin. You can't find, there's no bezin around. That's right, we have here this loophole from Rabbi Lezer, but Rabbi Tzadik, you can't think in bet. That's if there's a, what if there's no bezin? If there's no bezin, then you go me'ikar adin, and you go and you have to deliver to Modai. So Mishnah is not a filo bait, so you say, Shetzach leilich ad Modai. Ksheini moitzi bezin ad Modai. Afal gav deloy shchiach. That's a very modern case. There's no bezin for modai. Loy nokat masnisim modai elafushe. That's the whole chiddush of the Mishnah. Afilu le modai. The filu betzoy yisei ra'ilin. Betzoych lohilich ad modai oy ad mokim bezinim yeshkor of yoisa. Afal pi deitzoy yisei ra'adshom. Now, he says, if you learn the Mishnah elach, if the Mishnah made a whole deal of yelichenu achov, Afilu ad modai, so afilu means that it's so you say. And why are you mechuyev to do this? It's either there's no bezin, there's no bezin for modai. If there's no bezin, so fantik. You don't live the takon of a loss of a rabtzot. Mishibachim etuk mekabekiva, v'loike rabtalfen. Del rabtalfen afilu ki ein moitzi bezin loilam, ein tzoch lasse se tzo you say ra keren, ele meiniach beyodei at she moitzi bezin, b'mokim kore. According to Rab Talfin, if there's no bezin, you're not mechuyev to. This is also nichlal in by says the kana b'lezer b'Rab Tzadik. Bim toimer so toises minom the svili achil Rab Talfin. Dil makshein bezin moide. V'yeshloime this svaru. Yav a matzrich eilochil lemodai k'she'ein bezin. If when there's no bezin, you mechuyev to splurge money to go. To modai, koshke begozu lechem hachamisha, lehavisagi bimisira lebezin, given loyhoda mamayna lemore. So then, it doesn't make sense. If they made a takone, that when there is a bezin, he doesn't have to make any ashova whatsoever. So memele, if there's no bezin, he doesn't have to go to modai. Elai shisham lechalechem echo. Vavimot, Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik Lashmina Rabusi, Shimaitso Yisera Ad Bezdin, Demnich Biyodai, Elos Hashmina, Shebezdin Korayv, Tav Yaisa Laniach Biyodai. Now Tais, that's one Mahalach, and then Tais wants to say another Mahalach. Oy, Yishloimid Avadai, Midaloitoni, Takante Bimas Nisin, since the Mishnah doesn't Bechlal bring down this Takone, Shmamid Adlaka Takante Klal Benishpa. Hilkach, that kemukilok Rabbi Kiva loik Rabbi Talfin. The islay takante. The Rabbi Kiva leslay takante. Pakel. This takana of Lezer Bar Tzadik is not mentioned in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah doesn't know the Rabbi Lezer Bar Tzadik. And Rabbi Kiva also doesn't know the Rabbi Lezer Bar Tzadik. I feel it because of my yachot.
איך זה נשבע? זה קומה רבי קי וקיובד רבונו תקנת איך זה יודע לסבור דרב טאפן קומה. That what he said, that תקנת רבי לזה ברב צודק, is not that Rabbi Kiva holds of the Takana of Rabbi Tzadik. He disagrees with it vehemently. And that's why he doesn't say in the Mishnah at all this Takana. Kloim, Lidi, Dei, Les, Lei, Takanta, Klal, Benishba, and you have to go to Modai. Rabbi Kiva Bechal doesn't hold of the Takana. Allah, Fulu, Dei, Doch, the Hishtal of the Rabbi Lazab of Tzadik, Apulu, Benishba, but I wish to disagree with you, Akati, Klamei, Mani, Mili, Heicha, Deyoda, Laman, Gozal.